It's one of the smallest seeds you'll find. In fact, it's just about the size of a tomato seed. However, what grows from this seed is much different than any tomato. In fact, most of us are so amazed by what that seed can become, we will drive hundreds of miles just to see it. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
They are giants of the ecosystem. The giant redwoods, and Debbie Savage helps preserve the national and state parks where they grow.
The redwood ecosystem goes all the way south to San Francisco, up to the California-Oregon border, and at one time it covered over 2 million acres of old-growth redwood forest. Now only about 1% of that forest remains.
There are about 125,000 acres preserved in the parks in Northern California. These coastal areas are the only place in the world you can find the redwoods.
Each individual tree grows at a different rate. The redwood trees can be 2,000 years old. The majority of them, when you're walking around today, maybe are 200 or 300 years old, but they can live to be quite a lot older than that.
These trees are old, and their name says as much.
The genus and species name of redwood trees is Sequoia sempervirens, which means everlasting, because redwood trees never really die. Even when they fall over, they become a source of life for hundreds of other species that live on what we call nurse logs. But they will reproduce by sending shoots up from the base of the tree even after they've fallen over.
It is rare that a new redwood actually begins from a seed, though.
The seeds are about the size of a tomato seed. They're very tiny. And they don't have much of a chance of living in the bottom of an old-growth forest because there's not enough sunlight and open space there for them. So generally, redwood trees reproduce by sending up shoots from around the roots.
We'll have the rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Crescent City, California. I'm Andrew McCray.